Catherine Ajay from WellCare. Good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well too, thanks, yeah.
Good. Okie dokies. Right, so let's go back to basics, because there might be a few people who don't know who you are, but who are WellCare and what do you do?
Okay, so WellCare has been around for 122 years. That's a long time, isn't it?
It is. I can't believe that. That's amazing.
We're also a children's centre, which is All Start Children's Centre, which have been around for kind of 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're a charity that utilises our Christian values to support children and families in their times of need. And we exist to help families not only to survive, but to also really thrive and kind of empower families to access opportunities, build support networks and improve their life skills. So basically everything we do is focused on making sure that children can have the best possible start in life and a positive future. And a kind of summary or our mission statement is to prevent the children of today from becoming the troubled families of tomorrow.
Yes.
So essentially that's us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I understand you have a lot of activities going on. What is your new autumn programme?
Okay, so what's happening at the WellCare Children's Centre in Warwick Road in Redhill, our programme starts on the 12th of September, which is next Monday, if I'm right. We've got a website where people can look for themselves. So if it's all right, I'll say that first. It's wellcare.org/local support. And then you can click on Redhill, which is a big caterpillar mm-hmm. picture, and then click on East Surrey Services. So you'll be able to see this programme I'm about to mention now for yourselves at that address. So Mondays in Merston, we have Playtime at Playlink, which is run at the Age Concern Building on Weldon Way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 10 o'clock till 11:30 for children from birth to 4 years, 11 months old. And that's quite a fun group. It's usually quite busy. My colleague Sarah runs that in conjunction with Red Oak Children's Centre. So, yeah. So just to recap, that's Playtime at Playlink at the Age Concern Building. And that starts at 10 o'clock on Weldon Way in Merston. So then we've got on our Red Hill Centre, a toddler move and shake on a Monday from 1 o'clock till 1:45. And that's at the Red Hill Children's Centre WellCare on Warwick Road, as mm-hmm. I said before. We've also got a group that follows that called Little Sounds, and that's for babies, and that starts at 2 o'clock. It's babies 0 to 1 year old, and that runs till 2:45. I just go through kind of little bits on Tuesday as well. Tuesday, we've got the Toy Library at Merston, which some of the listeners might already know about, and that's again on Weldon Way. And that's from 10 o'clock till 12:30. But that's held at the Merston Library.
Right.
And Merston Library run a story time at 10:30 in conjunction with that toy library. So love to see some of you there if that's relevant. And then Wednesdays, I run a stay and play group at the Red Hill Centre. And that's at 1 o'clock till 2:30. So again, it's WellCare on Warwick Road.
Mm-hmm.
And stay and play is where parents can come with their children aged between kind of 0 to sort of 4 years, 11 months again, it's the early years, and they can just learn through play. That's kind of the idea for that one. And then Thursdays, we've got a fabulous group at Timperley Garden Scout Hut in Redhill. It's a messy play. It's run by my colleague Jasmine and a couple of other colleagues from WellCare. And that starts at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning and runs to 11:30 at Timperley Garden Scout Hut. Then last of all, Friday, we have a toy library in Merston again, and that's at the Merston Library from 10 to 11:30. And again, they've got that amazing story time that the library run from 10:30 on Fridays. And then we also have a toy library in the afternoon at the WellCare Centre on Warwick Road, and that's from 1 o'clock till 2:30. And we have a rhyme time session after that, so kind of starts at 2 o'clock, goes to 2:30. And all families and children under 5 years old are welcome to all of that I've just said. Been talking rather a lot, having a test, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's a very busy week, isn't it?
It is, yeah, very busy.
So you were part of an event in the Memorial Park last week. What was the purpose of that event and how did WellCare benefit?
Okay, so it was actually four children's centres locally that organised it. So it was Stepping Stones Children's Centre, Red Oak Children's Centre, Wellcare Children's Centre, and then Dover's Green. And I think the managers kind of got together and thought, let's think of something that we can do that will benefit the families that the children's centres support in the local area, an opportunity to just have some good old-fashioned summer fun during the school holidays. But the main reason that it was done is because it was all free. So in terms of how did WellCare benefit, I think what we benefited from really was sort of seeing the families that we worked with during the holiday, which was lovely, mm-hmm. Offering them some fun. But also there were quite a few local agencies, churches, businesses, people who joined in on the event and kind of showed families what they can access in the local area in terms of advice, information, support. For example, one of the people there was called Warmth Matters, and it's an energy saving advice for the winter.
All right.
So yeah, just little things like that that would really, and I wanted to say thank you very, very much really to everybody who turned up, made that event possible, all the hard work that went into it, and particularly you, Tess, for kind of emceeing the whole thing. That was really good.
No, it was good, and we had a lovely day for it, so very lucky.
Yeah, we were very lucky.
So do you receive any type of financial support?
We do, yes. It comes in lots of various forms. We as a children's centre, WellCare, receive local authority funding from our local authority, but we also rely heavily on voluntary donations for all our other work with families and children. And we work with the WellCare side of things up to the age of 13 years old now. Mm-hmm. We've kind of extended our age limit for children that we work with. We rely on funding from individual and regular giving, churches and organisations that just kind of have a heart for what we do, fundraising activities, trusts and foundations, and again, I said local authority funding. Mm-hmm. If I'm allowed to just say a little bit about, if you sort of like the sound of what WellCare does and are actually looking for a charity to support, then it would be wonderful if you would please consider becoming like a regular donor to WellCare. For more details, you can go to our website, which is wellcare.org/hearalways, or call our fundraising manager, Amy Morby, on 0207 820 7910. That number again, her name's Amy Morby, and it's 0207 820 7910. Thank you very, very much for even listening to that.
<It's>
little
<fine.
laughs> plug there.
That's fine. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Now, I understand you are looking for volunteers. Now, when choosing a volunteer, what do you look for?
Okay, so volunteering with WellCare is basically an opportunity to use your skills, not you personally, but the listeners, etc., time and enthusiasm to make a positive difference to the lives of families and children living in our local area. So we look for, in answer to your question, enthusiasm, people with time on their hands, commitment, reliability, definitely compassion, a mm-hmm. heart for kind of what we do,
yes.
and our values, and then also a respect for confidentiality. Particularly at the WellCare Centre in Red Hill on Warwick Road, where I work, we're looking for creche and children's group volunteers. So if any of the listeners think that they can work well with children and parents and have some time to give to WellCare, we'd love to hear from you. Our volunteer coordinator, her name is Lynn James, and the phone number for Lynn is 01737 780 884. That number again, Lim James is the volunteer coordinator, and her number is 01737 780 884. Thank you.
No worries. And I know there is something that you're keen to talk about. Now, you have an exciting new project at WellCare, a new outside play area development. I know you're itching to talk about that one.
Yes, I definitely am. I went on a training recently called Every Child a Mover, and it really inspired me to think about children's physical development in the early years. I think one of the key messages I took from that was that a toddler, so i.e. a child that's sort of toddling, has to have at least 3 hours every day moving around, which is the equivalent of 180 minutes, I think. And that, to me, is quite a lot, because we tend to sort of pop our little ones in car seats, buggies, yes, whatever, just to make our lives a bit quicker and a bit more convenient. And yeah, I was kind of like, whoa, that's a lot of time. So anyway, our outdoor area at our centre is in need of kind of improvement and just making it that more exciting for the children. So this week I am working on creating a den. We're going to do some den building at our first day and play session next Wednesday. And we're looking at doing a mud kitchen, digging a sand pit, which is going to be quite deep for the children. We're going to cut back some of the sort of pretty flowers and vegetation, or we'll replant them, but yes, like, yes, you know, potted around in tyres and painted other lovely things. And then we'll just free up a bit more space for them to have to move around. And then just be kind of creative. We haven't really got much of a budget in terms of this sort of new development, but I've just visited Hamsey Green Children's Centre recently, and they've done their outside area, and it is inspirational. And again, very little money is available to do these things, but just kind of going to the dump heap and, you know, sourcing things that can be useful and still safe for the children, etc., but just make it a little bit more interesting. And I think one of the other trainings that I'm interested in going on is forest school. Mm-hmm. So it's just sort of looking at how we can get the children outside, interested in the outside environment, bugs. I'm planning on building a bug hotel, for example, that kind of thing. But yeah, so if anybody hasn't been to Wellcare Children's Centre and they have got a child aged between 0 and 4 years 11 months, feel free to pop in and have a look at our outside area now, and then a year from now come and make a comparison and see how it's improved.
From what I remember, it was quite small, so you're going to extend it?
That's right. Well, it is mainly small because of all the bushes, Tess. Yes. There's kind of lots of lovely pretty flowers to look at, but we kind of need that space, so we're not going to get rid of the flowers, because I think that's really important that children understand that, but we're going to just put them somewhere else so that we've got a bit more space.
Yeah, relocate them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, fantastic. Well, Catherine, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me today, and I know you're very busy and it all sounds very exciting, and maybe I will pop along and see your new garden. I'd love to see it.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Tess. And if I'm allowed to just do one more plug.
Yes.
Just that you can follow us on Twitter at WellcareUK or hashtag WellcareUK. So if you know, any listeners are interested in finding out what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, that'd be great. And like us on Facebook. Just search up Wellcare in the Facebook search bar, and we'll pop up first. So, but thank you so much for giving us the opportunity
to
talk to
CC Radio. No worries at all. A very worthwhile cause.
Brilliant, Tess. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
I will do. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Catherine Ajay from Wellcare in Redhill, and I look forward to seeing their new play area. If you would like to volunteer, then of course you can contact Wellcare on 01737 780884, and of course look them up on social media as well.